joined by Ian McInnes, a humanitarian emergency affairs manager for World Vision and a member of World Vision's Asia Pacific Regional Disaster Management Team. Ian's online to talk about the worsening food crisis facing more than 18 million people across nine countries in the Sahel region of West Africa. G'day, Ian. How are you, mate?
Very good, thank you.
So it sounds like a very serious situation. It's currently classified as a severe food and nutrition crisis, but the UN is warning that it may become a famine. What does that mean on the ground?
What that means is essentially families right across West Africa are running out of food. The harvest has failed, the last harvest. They don't have another one until October, and food stocks are running low. There's been a persistent drought. This year, they had one 2 years ago. They never really got their food stocks up in between. And what we're looking at now is a worsening crisis right across, not all of West Africa. They say the Sahel. Now, that's an area under the Sahara that feeds into the desert, the Sahara. But it picks up countries like Mali, Niger, Mauritania, Senegal, Chad. So really a very chronic problem in West Africa.
Righty-o. But only this time last year we were talking about famine in Somalia and food shortages in Ethiopia and Tanzania and East Africa, and now the west of the continent is suffering. Is this an annual issue?
Sadly, it has been the last couple of years. There's a number of factors there. There's a lack of rain, firstly in East Africa, then in West, and then now, in fact, it's coming again to East Africa, to Ethiopia, Somalia, you know, and the north of Kenya. So it's a bit of a pendulum swing. Really, they share the same desert, the Sahara, to the north of them. So they're facing similar conditions, though, in different seasons. And so this is a persistent problem. And if it dips into a famine, it will be catastrophic for people. It's heading in that direction, and we're trying to work hard now to try and rectify the situation before it gets worse. Essentially, it's a bad mix of low rainfall, conflict in certain areas, high food prices and diminishing food stocks.
Now, when we talk of 18 million people needing emergency food aid, that's a huge number of people. What's World Vision doing to help them?
Well, it is a large number. World Vision alone will try and work with 1 million of those people. We're concentrating our efforts in Mali and Niger, though not only, but that's really where a lot of our work's going on. New Zealand has a long-standing relationship through child sponsorship with children in those areas, so we have development work which extends back decades there. So we're running the sorts of things like nutrition programs, water and sanitation, medical care. We're not the only agency. There's UN agencies and other charities in there, but some of the more innovative work we're doing